Writing somewhere. Could add to that theater play that some fragments. I've appeared already for. And it could be this. We can take other example, but this is the one I can think of right now. You have the guru there, aging. Oh, this could be really. And P.O.L., whatever. And he is, well, he's writing books and giving his lectures and from the Bhagavatam and all that, but then sometimes he's saying things, not in jest, but a little relaxed, slightly joking fashion. So now he says, well, you know, because one disciple has problems with his wife or something, or a woman having problems with her husband. Men are good, women are good. Together they are bad. My father used to say. So, something like that. And then this one disciple there walking next to them, looking very, very serious, and with a tape recorder recording everything he says. And then the next scene here. That disciple comes in the room, the ashram or whatever, and the other brahmacharis are sitting there. What did he say? Oh, lucky you, going on the morning walk or whatever. Maybe it was that. Yeah, that's good actually. And then. I spoke with a grihastha for problems with his wife. He said, women are good, men are good, but together they are bad. Yeah, Jai, says the other brahmacharis. They're in the ashram. The next day you hear, or that brahmachari comes in that lecture or something. Maybe he's cooking and he's hearing it in the loudspeaker or whatever. Well, he comes in there, maybe in the class, and then another Brahmacharya is lecturing in Bhagavatam and saying that same thing again. And then it's being stated, Prabhupada said that kind of thing, Gurudev said, they're not good, we're not good, but together they are bad. Or it could be more comic. As I thought first, he comes in there and they sit together there on the bench. There's a woman and there's a man. And so when he says that, then they move apart, something like that.